A commission formed last March by Boston's Cardinal Bernard Law has completed a list of recommendations for dealing with clergy sexual abuse within the Archdiocese. Cardinal Law has reacted positively to the suggestions, which will be studied by theologians and canon lawyers before being adopted. From member station WBUR, Monica Brady-Meyerhoff reports.
The Commission's report was 52 pages long and included many policy suggestions the Archdiocese has already implemented, such as mandatory reporting of sexual abuse to civil authorities and the immediate and permanent removal from ministry of any priest credibly accused. These policies were also agreed to by U.S. Catholic bishops in June. The commission was made up of lay professionals, many with expertise in child welfare. They were handpicked by Cardinal Law in March and charged with revamping the Archdiocese child protection policy. Attorney Maureen Bateman is chair of the commission.
We believe that it is really comprehensive and complete. We have only one agenda, that's to heal the victims and to prevent any other victims from occurring.
The Commission's report goes further than what was agreed to by U.S. bishops. It suggests creating a national registry of priests and church workers accused of sexual abuse. The registry would be made available to future employers. Priests removed from ministry won't necessarily be defrocked and will continue to be supported by the church. The report recommends they also be intensely watched. Commission member and sociologist David Finkelhor.
Their living situation, their activities, and so forth will be monitored, any important changes. And we think that that's really important so that these individuals don't somehow get underneath the radar.
Reaction to the recommendations has been mixed. Massachusetts Attorney General Tom Riley called the report sound, but noted the church has had policies in the past to protect children that didn't work.
This time it's important that real change has to happen and the hierarchy has to change their ways this time, and not just with the words and new policies, but they have to live it. And they have to change because they want to.
To some, this report shows the Archdiocese is willing to change. Jetta Bernier is the executive director of Massachusetts Citizens for Children.
It's clear that the commission has tried to be very comprehensive in its approach here. They have put several structures in place to try to make sure that individuals who do participate in this behavior become known widely.
But Bernier says she's not impressed that the review board that will hear allegations of abuse in the Archdiocese is made up of people appointed by the cardinal and reports directly to the cardinal. She says it should be more independent. The National Group of Lay Catholics, Voice of the Faithful, says the recommendations show the Archdiocese knows more work must be done to protect children. And that, says Voice of the Faithful's Mike Emerton, should be looked at as a small victory.
Because 10 months prior to this, any one individual going to the Archdiocese of Boston and saying, I believe we have an issue of sexual abuse here, they were met with phrases such as, you are being un-Catholic, be quiet, do not speak of that.
The Commission's recommendations will be studied by two archdiocesan councils and canon lawyers before they are implemented. Cardinal Law said in a statement he hopes to complete the policy by December 1st. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff in Boston.